I'm going to take the next caller. I think we have Jim calling from Tempe. Good morning, Jim. How can we help you, sir?
Yeah, Rosie, Jim here in Tempe. I've got a slab leak underneath my kitchen sink, it looks like. And it's surrounded by tile. On the outside, I've got a patio with pebble tech on it. And I'm not sure which way somebody would come through, but I'm looking for a recommendation from you. Thank you.
I tell you, are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
I have never been there, no.
Okay. Do you have web access, a computer?
Yeah.
Okay. You can log on to that, and on the homepage, it'll ask you if you want a referral in the Phoenix market, the Tucson market, the Casa Grande market, or Northern Arizona.
Okay.
Just log in on the Phoenix market. You'll have a choice of plumbers, Ben Franklin Plumbing, Babcock Plumbing, Ideal Plumbing. Any of those can are specialists and can pin that leak down and get it all taken care of for you. So if that's all you're looking for is a referral, know that we've got great licensed, bonded, insured, SCREAM certified plumbers literally covering the state. And Phoenix, we've also got Plumbing Masters, Thunderbird Plumbing. Up in Northern Arizona, we've got Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Down in Tucson, we've got Woods Plumbing. So we've got you covered. Appreciate the call. Jim, good luck. Nothing like a little bit of a slab leak to ruin your day. Let's see if we can go to Mark in Phoenix.
Hey, Rosie, how's it going?
Hey, Mark, it's going very, very well. I've just got a note here that I'd like to send out a thank you for all the Facebook friends that are calling in with best wishes for Romy's new baby. So it's just one more way people are able to communicate with us here at Rosie on House. Thanks so much for all y'all's warm wishes and congratulations. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Rosie. I have a wall that I want to put an open doorway in. What's the best way to determine whether it's a load-bearing wall or not?
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your house. How big is your house?
It's 2,000 square foot, has a flat roof.
2,000 square foot and a flat roof. And as I walk in the front door, where am I going to find this wall that you want to put the door in?
Pretty much right in the middle of the house.
Okay, being a flat, when was it built?
1977.
Okay, it's a bearing wall.
Okay.
Now, that's not to say that you can't put a door in there. What we're going to need to do is we're just going to need to open the... If you're putting a 3-foot door in there, you're going to need to open the wall up about 4 or 4.5 feet, and you're going to need to put a king post down and a header. It can definitely be done. There's no reason you shouldn't not do it.
Okay. So it should be a pretty easy process then. Okay.
It will. And you probably have all the concrete and the reinforcement you need right there. You're not altering that much of a load bearing. You're just going to make sure that the header going across this opening is a structural header. We would generally do that for a door that size, you know, a 3-foot. You're not trying to make it a double door or a big opening like an 8 or 10 foot opening, are you?
No, not that big.
Okay. And it's actually going to be a door, or is it just going to be a walk-through?
Just a walk-through.
Okay. Yeah, just open it up, throw 2 2x4s together, spaced with about a half-inch piece of CDX, hammer that together, make that your header, and put 2 cripple studs in next to anchoring it to the king studs that are the closest to the opening width that you want, and you'll be all set, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
You are going to have a little bit of a header above, so it's not like you're going to be able to open all the way up to the ceiling, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, man, we appreciate the call. I think that clears all the callers we currently have, so that's an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. I want to talk to you all. You know, every once in a while we try and throw out a note or a mention here of things that are going on around Arizona, and there's a great event going on next weekend. March 9th and 10th, at the Tres Rios Natural and Earth Festival. It's going to go from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., March 9th and 10th. That's next Saturday and Sunday. It is at the Base Meridian Wildlife Area, just north of Phoenix International Raceway. Don't try and go out there now, because with the race going on, the traffic will be horrible. But it's 5 miles south of I-10 off Avondale Boulevard. It is for the whole family. Bring the kids. Enjoy the free activities, such as a fishing clinic, an archery range, canoeing, bird watching, and more. It is various vendors will provide a variety of meal and snack foods for you to purchase. Visit the various vendors to view and purchase their nature, recycling, outdoor arts, crafts, and other items. This is a great family activity. It's free. The fishing clinic, no license required. Bring your own or use the fishing gear that's already there. Free 15-minute access to canoes and paddles to canoe yourself around. There's bird watching. Visit the beginner archery range and learn about shooting a bow and arrow in safe setting. This is a great family opportunity. If you want to know more information, go to TresRiosNaturalFestival.com. Tres Rios, TresRios. Trace Rios Nature Festival.com or call 623-333-2400. A great family activity. It's a free one. Another one of our ideas for Arizona staycation. Staying right here in Arizona with your time, your effort, your energy, and your recreation. Keeping it local makes a big impact on the economic recovery of your Arizona economy. We'll be back right after this short break. Y'all stay tuned. Give us a ring. Know when to hold them, know
when to walk away, know when to run. It's the Rosie on the House Show.